The Gemara is Pshita. Avada the Halacha is Moiti Mechaver Lavaraya. That's the first Mahalach of the Gemara that we saw yesterday. That he was talking about a case where he was Tokaf and he was Shasek Ulubsoik Kosova. And the Gemara wanted to be Pleshit from over here that the Halacha is that he keeps what he's Tokaf. And the Gemara is Doicha that you don't have a Raya. As the Gemara says, two other pshatim in the Braisa to answer. The first mahalach in the Gemara is Loi, hocho b'mayas kinon kin goin de osu l'kanon ki de tfisa lo tovayu non minon lehu zilu ployu v'nafki v'hoda osu ki tosu lo chad minay. As the Pnei Yeshua is a kasha, the Lashon of the Gemara, von Rinanu Zilu Ployu, is Mashma Bezdin made the Psak already. Frek the Pnei Yeshua, why does the Gemara have to say the Chiddush is when Bezdin made the Psak already? Even if Bezdin didn't paskin, but you could still have the same Hemshech of the Gemara. Because why does the Gemara point out that Bezdin makes the Psak already? Rez Hashem Nehemshev will come back. We'll try to see a Yishuv on the Shiloh of the Pnei Yeshua. But that's the first Ara. The second Ara, the Shita is Vayra. The Shita asks that if we're talking about when Bezdin said Zilu Ployu, as that means they were Nishba ready, because Bezdin doesn't make Yachloiku until the person makes the Shvua. If he made the Shvua, Fred the Shita, how could the Gemara have it sad of Haidah? Haray, if he made the Shvua and he's going to be Maide afterwards, the Shvua is going to be a Shvua Sheker, which is an Avera Chamura. As a person's not Maide after he makes the Shvua, as what's it sad of the Gemara of Haidah Acher Shvua? Azad the Shita, you have to say we're talking about a Tzir where they will mochel each other the Shvua, and they said make the Chalukah without a Shvua. They both agreed they didn't want to make a Shvua, and they both said we'll make the Chalukah without the Shvua, which is a Hechatimse. This Shita is a Shena Mahalach, a Makor to what we saw in Rashi. Rashi in the beginning of the Sugya says, the Sugya is talking about where the Tvisa was Koidim Shenishba. And we saw the Ksais in Simen Kuf Lamed Ches is on Rashi. Why did Rashi say it's Koidim Shenishba? As B'shaitai we tried saying, and really the Makar is the Shita, because once he's Nishba, there's no Tzad of Haida. Nos is Mefurish in the Shita. The Maisa, the Miri is Choyle. The Miri learns that even if he was Nishba, he learns the Gemara is going clearly where you made the Shvua, and still there's a Tzad of Haida. The Miri you see not the way of the Shita is a Mahalach in Rashi, just it's a Chiddush in this part of the Gemara. The Pasha said the Gemara over here would be more Mashma that you made the Shvua. Okay. As the Gemara says, Zilu Plogu, V'nochu, V'hodo Ofsi, Kitofis Lachad Minayim. As what's the story? Hayomar Aduya Oidali. The guy who's holding on to it, we'll call him Mr. Machzik. He says the other guy was moida to me. And Mr. Marikama, Vahai Omar Bidmei Agarta. I rented it to him. As the Gemara says, now, what's the din in the normal chayfetz? When Mr. Marikama says, I lent it to him, and Mr. Muchzik says that it's mine. What's the halacha b'kol ha-teira kula? Does anyone know? I mean, I walk over to you and I say, your pen, I rent it to you. And you're holding on to it. I walk over to you, I say, your jacket, I rent it to you. Your pants, I rent it to you. Take it off now. So,
depends if it's meant to be rented or not. Depends what type of object you're talking about.
Meaning?
Say, something meant to be rented, so then never.
Okay. as normally the Gemara says that when you have a muksik against the Mari Kama, the muksik wins. And most normal items. As I bezei, frek the going on the Gemara, why does the Gemara continue? And the Gemara says a whole reason why he's Neman, he's not Neman to say, Bidme, Agati Niele, Dambinan Adhashta Hashati Le Begaz, Vashtam Agati Le Beloy Sadi. Hare, the klal is all over. When Mari Kama goes against Muksik, he's not allowed to say Agarta Niele. The Muksik is Neman. Why? Erzuki and Ishbeganif Loy Merzakina. Meaning, if the guy's saying it's mine and you didn't rent it to me, and you walk over and you say to the guy, I rent it to you, it's not yours. As what are you saying in essence? In essence, you're saying he's a goslin. Here, I went ahead, I rented it to you, and you're saying it's yours, you're a goslin. Erzuki and Ishbeganif Loy Merzakina. As the Gemara says very clearly, that you can't walk over and say that I rented to you the chefetz you're holding on. You're not Neman, because Echzukin Ishbagan of Leimer Sakina. As Freg the Goy in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Kuf Lamed Ches, why does the Gemara have to explain why the Mari Kam is not Neman? L'choira, this is standard dinim. Standard classic case of Mari Kama against the Muksik, that the Muksik wins because Achzukuchi Rzuki Inish Begana Loy Mitzakina. Thus is the Shaila of the Goyin. And the Goyin is maimed that there are two ways of learning Pshat in the Sugya based on the Rishonim. Mahalach number one he brings is the Ritva Yishanim. The Ritva Yishanim says that our Gemara is talking about a tzir where it's osui where it's osui lahashul ulahaskir. Well, over there his tfis is not a raya because this is something where b'derech klal it was osui lahashul ulahaskir. As when is it something that it's kilu the muksik is better than the Mari Kama when he's tining stam schirus. But something which the derech is to be seicherit, as then his tfisa is not a tfisa muchachas. Lefizeh, the Ritva Yishanim says a gishmak of pshat, as what does the umdina do? The umdina says that in this seer it's not also ilahashul ilahaskir. Because what? You just got into a fight. And now you're lending it to him? As it turns it into Kalim, Shaina Suyin, Lahashil, Ulahasir. As we're talking about a talis that's Osui, Lahashil, Ulahaskir. And the Gemara is Tertzis, but in this case, it's not Osui, Lahashil, Ulahaskir. It's quite a chiddush, because usually we don't have a schirus thing for talisim. We haven't seen it advertised in the newspapers on the walls of yeshiva yet, like Tziris Talesa. It's not normally the standard classical tzir. But Zot the Ritva, you have to say that the Gemara is talking about such a tzir. As Lefi the Ritva, what comes out? This is a Gemara in the klal of Kelim Asuyin Lahashul Lahaskir. And it's teaching me a chiddush that by kelim asui and lahashel ulahaskir, in our tzir, it's ein asui lahashel ulahaskir. As it comes out that it's teaching us chiddushim in hilchas cheskes metalkin. It's a cheskes metalkin digesugya. Kelim asui and lahashel ulahaskir. That's the way the Ritva learns. That's one mahana. The Ramban suggests another mahalach. The Ramban shita is if someone says takfa mimenu, he's neman. The Mari Kama would say this guy grabbed it from me, he's neman. The Ramban makes a deal because why does the Gemara say that seer is a gardeniale? Why didn't the Gemara say takfa mimenu? Must be because in takfa mimenu, the Mari Kama would be believed that the guy grabbed it from him. A bazei zog the Ramban, the havamina of the Gemara was that you should be neman to say I was maskirit to him because I have a migui. Migui, I could have said, tokva mimenu, therefore I should be neman to say, agarta li'alei. A zahava min of the Gemara that I could say, I read it to him, even though normally in kolat ha'irikula, like kelim that ha'ena osu lahash lahaskir, I'm not the muchzik is neman. But, over here I have a migui, because I could have said, tokva mimenu. Lefi ze, what's the teretz of the Gemara, lefi the Ramban? As the Ramban learns, lefi ze, what's the teretz of the Gemara? The teretz of the Gemara is that ad hashta chazatale begazlan, vahashta magaltale beloy sadi. Until now, you're saying this guy is a gazlan. As you come, you win the din Torah, and you're going to be masquerading to him without edim. There's a umdina against your migui, and therefore it's a migui either b'makom edim or b'makom chazaka, and that's a suffix in the Gemara in Baba Basra. As lefi zeh, the teretz of the Gemara has a whole different cling, a whole different havana, a whole different understanding. The teretz of the Gemara is not that it becomes kelim shein asuyim lahashul lahaskir. The teretz of the Gemara is this svar of the Gemara is on the level of umdinit, as it's migui b'makom edim. That's the teretz of the Gemara. As the Gemara is being machadish, it's a migui b'makom edim. This is what the Gemara is being machadish.
If Bezdin was cast that he's mukhtar, it's chetzi, so the original guy is also mukhtar.
Okay.
So now the guy's holding it, he's a mukhtar, the first guy also has a
mukhtar. Now he's holding on to it. We assume Yidna, not Gazlanim, as we assume it must be it's his. Now that he's holding on to it. As Rakrebi, he's asking on the Shiloh, what was the Shiloh? We're explaining it. Okay, but let's come back to where we're holding. There's a little bit of a Shiloh on the Ramban. What? This is a umdina? This is Ke'edim? That he didn't rent it? As what does the Gemara say? What does the Braisa say? Frekrim Nochum. What does the Braisa say? That loch is moitzi michavei roi olav araya. The Gemara should say there's a umdina, he's a lawyer. We have Edim, he's a lawyer. What do you need the din of moitzi michavei olav araya? This is Rav Nochum Oidapam, always going back to what the words of the Braisa are. The words of the Braisa is what's the halacha? The Taikif wins because Maitzi Michavel Varaya. Frek Rav Nochum, if it's Ke'edim, and it's like there's a Undina that he didn't rent it to him, what do you need the klal of Maitzi Michavel Varaya? That's by a suffix. Over here, it's Ke'edim. Zok Rav Nochum, you see over here that even though the Rishonim say Ke'edim, don't get carried away. It doesn't mean it's Edim Gemurim. It just means it's an edim to be soiser the migui, but it's not enough of an edus to win the din taira. He still wins the din taira only because he's a muksik. As the level of edus, what does it do? It's soiser the migui. It says his migui doesn't work. It breaks the migui. Then we go back. Okay, if it breaks the migui, now you're a muksik. You win your din muksik. Okay. As we have two ways of learning the Gemara. We have the Mahalich of the Ritva and the Mahalich of the Ramban. Like the Goyin is Miyasid. Yet you don't have to be a Goyin to be Miyasid. This word, he happens to do it. Oh, over here he sets it up. It's a Machlekes Rishonim. What's shot in the Havamina? And then Mela, what's shot in the flow through of the Maskon? I'll tell you how you learn the Havamina, what you learn the Maskon. How does Taisis learn? Like, which shita does Taisis hold up? Okay, so let's look in Taisis and see if we could figure it out. Zog Taisis, Igalta loy besadi. Ve'inu never be migui, diba yama takva mimeni. Frek Taisis of Shiloh on the Gemara. Why doesn't he have a migui? He could have said takva mimeni. L'chayra, Taisis is mavur that he learns, not like the Ramban. Lefi the Ramban, that's what the Gemara was asking. Taisus, it sounds like Taisus is coming. He understood the Gemara. But he's asking this new pshat shayla on the Gemara. Ah, he has a migui. The Fidei Ramban, that's what the Gemara asked. The whole Havamin he was never was only Mishav Amigui. And the Gemara answers, it's migui b'makam eidim. Mavur and Taisus does not learn like the Ramban. Taisus holds that that wasn't the shayla. And with Taisus, the migui b'makam eidim. Taisus answers, the umdin of the Gemara has a level of eidus, as it's migui b'makam eidim. Lefi the Ritva, the teretz of the Gemara is, it's einu yosli lahaskir ulahashil, as the reason why you win is michsum achzuki inish beganav loy mechzakinat. It's not ke'edim, it's not a umdina. L'choyre Taisus is mashma that he learned the teretz different than the Ritva. As Taisus learns the kasha, the Taisus is mashma, not like the Ramban. The teretz of Taisus is mashma, not like the Ritva. As we have up in math, we're stuck. We have two malchim in the Gemara, Ramban, Ritva. And Taisus l'choyre is mashma, he's not going with either. As what's pshat in Taisus? As the Nochum wanted to say a gevaldige einfall in pshat. Taisus l'shitasai in Baba Basra daf Beis Amid Aleph and the Rosh in Baba Basra daf Beis Amid Aleph can learn a different pshat in the Gemara. Mamish Eisena einfall. Zakrav Nochum, we already saw the Taisus and Baba Basra, Beis Amid Aleph, and the Taisus Rosh, that they say this new klal. Once there's a psak yachloiku, you can't change it. If there's a psak, the din doesn't change. If yachloiku is paskin, din doesn't change. From a muksik, din could change, because someone else is a muksik. But from yachloiku, the din can't change. Aibazei, you can learn over here, the havamino you're not neman, is because Bezdin already paskin yachloiku. As you can't change the psak with a tvisa. And lefizeh is gishmak. The Pnei Yeshua asks, why does the Gemara speak out that Bezdin paskin? Aber lefizeh is doch gewaldig. The Gemara is being madgish. Not only was the Ika de Dina should be yachloiku. Over here, Bezdin already paskin lahedya yachloiku. He already was zoicha with a psak Bezdin. As you would have a havamina, you can't change the din. Because there's a psak yachloiku. As over here, when he tied his igartan yalei, he wouldn't be nema. Because over here, he's coming to change the psak of yachloiku. Aye, so what's the teretz of the Gemara? Why does the din change? Zog the Gemara, he's a umdina. Ad hashta chashadidei begazlan vahashta magaltalei b'loi sadi. When do we say the din doesn't change? That's only when there's no new umdina that was made after the psak of Bezdin. But let's say you had a psak of Bezdin and Adam walk in. And Adam said, we know what happened. Of course we're going to change the psak. Because we have Adam. Something new happened. We made the psak with the lack of this yediyah. But now that we have a new yediyah in Bezdin, a new raya in Bezdin, as we got to change the psak. As over here, dostok the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, there's this new umdana that's getting involved. Because he's tining a garta niyalei, and that is a umdina against what he's saying. As even though normally we don't change the psak, but when there's a umdina against him, we change the psak. As what was the question? The question was, what was the havamina that he should be believed? Mr. Marikama, the other guy is a muksik. The teretz is because we already got a psak bezdin like the Marikama. We already paskin yachloiku. Once there's a psak bezdin, you can't grab it and change the din. That was the havamina. And the kama. Mashmalan is, when do we say you can't change the din? When there's no new umdina. But over here, where there's a new umdina, you could change the din.
Why is it changing the din and not a new din?
What?
Why is it changing the din and not a new din? They left by then, they come back with a whole new din terrace. We have a new din, right?
Okay. Because Lemaisa, at the end, Maisa, it's a good question. You could say that when they're coming back and they're saying Agata Niale, we should look at it like it's a new din Torah. But you could say, being that the Nidin is on whose was the talis that Bezdin Paskin, and the Tzad is Oiduye Oidele, as that Tzad of Oiduye Oidele is going back to the olden Torah. As you're right, in the Agata Niale angle, that's a new angle. But the other flip side of the coin is Oiduye Oidele. As that's saying, he's Moida to what was originally. As then he's taking you back to the original Din Torah. Okay. Thus is the Nas is the Mahalich of Rav Nochum in the Gemara. This is a whole new angle of Shad. The Fize, it's very good. Rav Nochum added B'tuv Tam V'das. The Ramban L'shitasoi and the Ritva L'shitasoi, they don't hold to the Tosis of the Baba Basra in the beginning of the Sukkah. As they ask, why doesn't Tvisa Mahani, and they say it's Tvisa Lamesh and Neulet HaSafik, they don't hold of Taisis and Baba Basra. As they came to this Gemara and they got stuck, what's Pshat? As they came creative, Miguis and Kelim Shein Asu Lahat, Kelim Asu Lahashalu Lahaskir. Oh, but Taisis Lashitasai, that Taisis learns Pshat in the Sugya is that once there's a psak, it doesn't change. As a fitaisis, the Gemara over here reads Gavalde. As thus is the shitasa, as it's mamish dvarim and karim venirim to the yefi of Taira when it's bishleimus. Okay, thus is the mahala. Frektis is a naya shayla on the Gemara. It's okay, chazakas don't work, but maybe he has a migui, maybe a migui should work, a naya shayla on the Gemara. Evertis is that, no, we give a makamedim, it doesn't work. Okay, this is the guv divrei asuya. Taisis asks on the Gemara that you should be neman with a migui. Migui that you could have said, talk for me, Menu. You should be neman with a migu. Answers the Miri, it's a migu lahaitzi. A migu lahaitzi, loy amrinan. Meaning over here, he's trying to take away from Mr. Muchsik. That's called lahaitzi. The other guy's a Muchsik. It's migu lahaitzi. Migu lahaitzi, loy amrinan. And the big shaila is Taisis on Beis Amid Aleph is the man the Amr in Shas Amigu Lahaitzi Lai Amrina. Azim Kane, why when it comes to our sugi over here, Taisis is not saying Migu Lahaitzi Lai Amrina. Lachayr the Miri is like Taisis on Beis Amid Aleph Migu Lahaitzi Lai Amrina, Pasha the Terence. As why you Taisis have to come on to Tzimligu B'makam Edim. Tebeglei, it's a migui lahaitzi. Thus, Frek, thus is lachayr shver on Taisis. The Miri answers it. Why didn't Taisis answer that way? As the Shita, Bishayim the Rabbeinu Yaimeh, brings down this shayla, that why don't we answer migui lahaitzi? And he says an interesting mahala. He says, when is there a problem of migui lahaitzi layam rinan? When the taina you would have tainered is also lahaitzi. You could have tainered a taina lahaitzi, then we say migu lahaitzi loy amrina. But over here, if he would have tainered takva mimeni, why would he have won? He would have won because he's the muksin. If he says tuk for me many, he's neman. The reason why he's neman is because he's the muksik. As he could have tainted a taina, that he would have been the muksik. Instead, he said he wasn't tuk for. He was a gartenielay. as he says, a peshe aser hu a peshe yeter. The only reason this guy is a mukse is because I let him be a mukse, because I didn't tie a chod from you, man. As a peshe aser hu a peshe yeter. As daily Rabbi Seinu Achreinim, boy from this Rabbeinu Yaina, a big yisayid in Migul Lahoitzi. The Migul Lahoitzi is only when the other taina is Lahoitzi, but when the other taina had a Migul, it could have been Lahachzi, then there's no problem of Migul Lahoitzi. And they want to say that that would be a Gishmak of Shat in Taisus. The big problem on saying that's what Taisus holds is because who said Taisus on Beis Amid Aleph? What was it Tzir Taisus was talking about? A guy says Chetzi Sheli, he has a Migu, he could have said Kula Sheli. Over there, if he would have said Kula Sheli, he would have been a Muxik on the other quarter also. He would have been a Muxik on the half. And still Taisus says there's a Chsarn of Migu Lahaitzi. As you see, Taisus holds, even if the migui was, I could have died in Taina that I would have been a muxik. Still, there's a problem of migui lahaitzi loyam rinan. As l'chayr, you see, Taisus doesn't hold the Rabbeinu Yaina, because Taisus on Beis Amid Aleph, over there, the migui is, I could have died in the Taina that I would have been a more of a muxik. And afilu achi, Taisus says, migui lahaitzi loyam rinan. As v'meila, the Rabbeinu Yaina, it would seem like a mahalach in Taisus, but la'achar is boininus, it doesn't work in Taisus. As we're back to the drawing board, what could be pshat in Taisus? Why over here doesn't he hold his achsarn of migui lahaitzi? L'chayra, muchach in Taisus, a different mahalach. Taisus holds, when is there achsarn of migui lahaitzi? When right now I'm tining lahaitzi. But over here, what is he saying? He's saying, I rented it to you, as you're not a muxik. If I rented it to you, you're not a muxik. As by tining, I'm renting it to you, I'm tining, you're not a muxik, Bukhla. I'm tining, I'm the marikama, I'm the muxik. And that which you're holding on to, it doesn't show it's yours. The reason why you're holding on to it is because I rented it to you. As in my taina over here, I'm taina, you're not a muxik b'chla. When I taina, you owe me money, I'm masking that you're a muxik in the money you have, but I'm saying you owe me money. But over here, lefi the taina, I'm taining now that you rented it, I'm taining, you're not a muxik. What is your holding? You're a holding of a seicher. Your holding is not a muxik kais. How Taisus, when in my migui I want to be nemon, you're not a muxik? Over there, there's no sarin of migui lights. That's l'chayra has to be the kivun in Taisus, not the chiddush. Okay, as thus is the Taisus. As thus is the ikar asugya, the chelik apshadim sugya, and the shayla with the migui. Maisa Taisus says that if you say talk for me many, you're never. And the Ramban learns this way also. If the Marikama says this guy grabbed it from me, he's never. The Rambam is choyle. The Rambam holds, even if you say talk for me many, still the muxik is Nemon and not the Marikama. And L'choyra, the Yashris is like the Ramban. How could you say a guy was tuck for me, man? As how could you say tuck for me, man? What's pshat? This is the big shaila on the Rambam. On Taisus and the Ramban that learn he's never to say talk for me, Manu. It's a stira to everything we know from before. Sukinish Baganov Lemir Zukino. What's pshat? As the Chedushe Aran is Megala Asvara. He says over here there is no Sukinish Baganov Lemir Zukino. Why? Because until now, they both were fighting over it. They're both trying to pull it, and they're both saying the whole thing is theirs. As Kivan Shekain over here, he's been trying to pull it away, and he's been holding on to it before. They're both Misatzman Oleh. They're both trying to grab the whole thing. Over here, you can't say Erzuk Yenish Begana Vloy Mesekunan, because he already tried to grab the whole thing. He wants the whole thing. And he grabbed on it already. As therefore, the Ramban holds, it's not Shaykh. The Ramban and Tosfos holds, it's not Shaykh. Erzuk Yenish Begana Vloy Mesekunan. And what does the Rambam hold? If she holds a filu hachi chazukinish beganiv loymus a kinah. But the Rajba holds the Rambam is moida to this svara. But the Rambam holds there's a new svara. If until now he wasn't matzliach to grab it away, so how come all of a sudden he grabbed it away? Until now he's been trying to grab it for like a long time. It hasn't worked. That's why all of a sudden did he grab it away? As Takva Mimenu is a Taina Deloy Mistabra. And therefore he's not Nevar. As Lefize, the Machloikis is not in Klali of Zuk Yenish Began of Loy Mesekinan. The Machloikis is what's the Umden and Itzir where they're fighting over something? Klapi Tainas Takva Mimenu. This is the Gemara. Okay, that's the second Mahalach. Let's move on to the third Mahalach. The Gemara says, Ibo Yiseima Kedetani, Da'asi Lekaman Kitakos Lachan Minayu, V'idach Misuch Bas Ruche. As what is Misuch Bas Ruche? As maybe the Olam could help me. The Gemara says later on, that the Mishnah is talking about when he's tough as Bikar Kashta. It means he's holding on to the corner of the sittis. Holding on to the corner of the sittis makes you a muhsi. There was a Havamina that if he's Misuch Basruche, that's also called Shnayim Oysen. Kamash Malan, it's not called Shnayim Oysen. If this is tough as Bikar Kashta, as what's the Havamina of Misuch Basruche? What was the Havamina? He should be a Muxik. What's he doing exactly? He's looking at it? Holding on to it? What do you mean? Misuch Basruche? Holding on to it is tough as Bikar Kashta. Pashuk, what is the Mitzias of Misuch Basruche? How does the Olam learn?
He's trying to grab it.
As trying is nice, but that would make you into a muksik. I mean, he's stretching out his hand to grab it. There would be a havamina, he's a muksik if he's trying to grab it.
He grabs it, he loses it. He doesn't have a firm hold on it, but...
But once he grabs it, he's a muksik.
He loses it, he let go. It's not firmly in his possession.
He grabbed it, then he became a muksik, and then he let go. As Misuch Basruche means, he let go after he grabbed it. That's what he wants to tie. He
doesn't have a strong tefisa on the Gargash now.
I didn't know there's a shir tfisa on Muxakais. I hear.
It's like going in there.
Must be a chazainish shir, briskish shir. Yeah, if he's holding. Then he's top his big. It wasn't so strong. It was like, fine.
He has like a shin.
Huh?
He has like the clearest shin.
What, he's not holding strong. You're agreeing with
me. That's a shinu.
What shinu? I don't get this. This isn't like he's making the chayfets into a different chayfets. What is the pirush of Mr. Misruche? What are you answering? How is he holding on to it? I'm not asking a tifa shayla, guys. Pashim Shad, how do you read the Gemara? What's going on here? Huh?
Strength.
But Tavis Bekar Kashta means the strings. We're just talking about where he's holding on to the strings. Is what's Misuch Basruche?
Scratching onto it.
Huh?
Scratching onto it.
Scratching?
Holding on to scratching like.
Meaning he's not holding like this. What's he doing?
He's slipping off of it.
Slipping.
He's telling how much the other guy's holding. Tavis Bekar Kashta, the bulk Tavis Bekar Kashta. We hear the other guy's holding on to the whole entire top.
Not mashma, right? Nice try.
Rashi's not holding on to anything. Rashi says it's going to the part of the
Okay, so what is he doing? I saw the Rashi, I still didn't see what Rashi said. What is he doing?
It could be the Bryce that argues in the mission.
Bryce says Shemadukin. I can't, but Rishonim don't say. Nice, also, creative, good, but we don't find the Rishonim. Anyone?
He's being dragged along on the floor.
By who?
The person that's only Mr. Kwasirvi, it means he's being
dragged. The other guy is holding on. And what is he doing?
He's has a, some sort of holding on to the crack action, but he's being dragged.
As Rav Asher asked the question, and Rav Asher had two mahalachim. One mahalach, he said, is his hands on it, but he's not holding it. That's Misuch Basruche. Another mahalach, he said, in a different year, is he's touching it. And both mahalachim are big kedusha. Meaning the Hava Mina was, if you're touching it, you become a Muxi. You're just touching it. Maybe if you're touching it, you become a Muxi. Makes up. And the other way of learning is his hands on it. He's not holding it like this, but his hands on it. And he's got the hand on the situation, but he's not holding it. Both of them are big chidusha. Now, we want to be makdish. It depends what we're looking for, misuch basruche. If we're going to see like there's a mahalach, we're looking at makes a suffix. Okay, his hand's there, that makes a suffix. He's touching it, it makes a suffix. But if the hava mina was that he was a muchzik, then it's a much, much bigger chidusha. Yeah. Okay. That's the first step of the Gemara. The big question in the Gemara is Pashit. How do you translate it?
Why does Rav Asher need both terutzim? If he's touching it, it works. Then sure, if he puts it,
he didn't say both terutzim at the same time. He's been giving share for 30 years, very long, actually much longer. But anyway, by now it's much longer. But anyway, but. By different maduras, he answered differently. Madura means in different years, he answered differently what he answered. Some years he answered touching, some years he answered put his hand on it. That's why we say different maduras, it means different years. He explained differently. Yeah. Okay. Yes, he didn't say both at the same time.
No.
Okay.
Oh. So what's the difference between a hand touching and your hands on that where it's touching?
This is much more of its side. You hear more of the muksakais. This is a bigger chiddush. Simple thing. This, you have more shaykhis to it. This was less shaykhis. You're touching it with your finger or your hands on top of it. Okay, Dailam Kriyasar, the Mahad by Rav Asher, the Bokhram, the Bokhram by Rav Asher, how he learned this time. Make sure you ask the ones that understand Yiddish. Okay, fine. Okay. Zahav Amina was Misuch Basruch. Whatever Misuch Basruch means. Not that would make a Kilu. Something. Afilu the sumchis, nama moment amudu besavik cholkin, beloy shvua. Moy the sumchis, the circle of klumbu. As anyway, the Gemara is going to be masking, circle is lav klumbu. As the maskana is, it doesn't. He's just asking, but what was the havamina that it works? Oh, is the. Shaila is what's the Hava Mina? What would be the tzir in the Hava? You have to know. Okay. When Nosin Svi became Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir, Nassim C. Finkel, because he wanted to have Sheikhis with the Bachrim. So what he did was he took Bachrim from the Rosh Hashir, invited them to his house on Shabbos in the afternoon, and he gave them a Faher. It's like that. I was an American Bachar. I thought, if this Rosh Yeshiva wants to have Sheikhis with Bachrim, I don't think that's the way to become friendly. But Rav Nosson Tzvi taught me a lesson. He was like, even from giving Mivchanim, you could become friendly, which is kind of Mivchanim. But he worked very hard to stunt the guys by Rav Asher. Why? Because, he wanted to get them to Shteig. As his favorite question was, what was the pshat in the Havamina? Because Rav Asher is not into that. Rav Asher B'derech Klal doesn't spend too much time on the Havamina. He tried to get them, where he knows Rav Asher and Shia didn't sit on it too much. There's one time when we were learning Kedushin, second Seder, I got very excited. The Rajban Samach Aleph says, there's a Havamina that's very shver, he asks a question. And he answers, well, it's a Havamina anyway, so I don't have to work on it so much. I was very excited when we went that Shabbos to Nassim Tzvi. I waited till he asked, "Nu, so what's in the Havamina?" And it was Vav Amid Aleph. It's a very Shver Havamina. Agav Metaltu and Agav Karko. The Gemara just learned the Gemara Shver Havamina right there. And he knew that's what Rav Asher would do. Yes, I was so excited. Said the Rajban or Aimer asked the question, what's the Havamina? And the Rajba says, you don't have to work hard to find the Havamina. Oh, Rav Asher is right. Oh. As Rav Nosson Tzvi answered on the spot, he said, but why did the Rajba wait till Daf Samach Aleph to say that? He was very sharp. Okay. Let's see. The hardest question he asked was in the sugya of Raksa. The Gemara brings 18 rayas. Sugya of Yachta. He asked, what are the 18 rayas of the Gemara? Rattle me off. What are the rayas in the Tirmidz? Ablo Maisa Vishtai. That's for sure. Okay. Now we came back to the Gemara. As the Gemara over here, asks, that the Havamina was that Eliva disimpas with Sarich Ian Godo on the Gemara. How could the Gemara have a Havamina that it's Eliva disimpas? Havay, we learned in Tosis on Dav Beis Amid Beis, and it's a Tosis in Baba Kama on Dav Lamed Hay. And it's a Tosis that repeats itself in many places of Shas, Viduki, Rabim Heim, V'Efshel of Parta. Abbas Mamish Tosis all over says. Sumchis only says is Klal by Yadrara Dimimah. And Tosis in Baba Kama Lamed Hei says it's Klar that way. Sumchis only says is Klal by Yadrara Dimimah. Because if you're going to say not that way, as every person could walk over to someone else and say, wow, I like your sweater. I'm very cold in the Beis Medrash. It's freezing. It's mine! And according to Sumchis, what will be the halakha? I could do that? It's mukhrach. It's klavi the tug. Sumchis is only talking about when it's a drar de mamayna, tahayna beli tahayna seyem, yesafik lebezdin. It's Arachion, Taisis on Beis Amid Beis, explains the Gemara over there, that the Tzir of Shnayim Oichsin is not Beli Tainas Seyem Yer Sofik Lebezin. The Sofik is Alpi the Tainas. As how could the Gemara over here have a Havamina? That, according to Sumchis, you would say Chaluk in the Mishnah, even by Misuch Basruchi, Hare the Tzir of the Mishnah, the Gemara said on Beis Amid Beis is not a Jorah de Mamayna. As what was the Havamina? And what's even more shver is, you look at Taizis and Baba Kama Lamed Hey, Tosis says that when there's no Dror de Mamayna, Sumchis didn't say his din. Via Raya, because everyone could walk over to someone and say, your talis is mine. Can't be. V'oid, it's a Mefurish Gemara in Bava Metzia, Davav Aleph, that we just learned. Pele, the Gemara is exactly the opposite. The Gemara says there was a Havamina that shot in the Mishnah is Mishum Sumchis. Now what's the Maschana? Sircha Lav Klumu. We can't even figure out what the word means. Sircha Lav Klumu. As Taisus over there says, not only is our Gemara not a question on Taisus, Mishom Banisi et Asugish et the Yisraeli. Okay. As we leave the Oilam and the Shaila, as Bez Hashem tomorrow we're going to do Misach Vasruche, we're not going to start the next Chelik of the Sugya. Tafech of Bifneinu Rudisha, that we're leaving next week. That's Kilo Chelik Bez of the Sugya of Kayin. As we're just going to do the Sugya of Misach Vasruche, and we're going to be Mashlim Kamen Akudis in the Sugya.